The following podcast contains adult language, explicit content, and original opinions.
All content is the opinion of Comics Brew and no one else.
It is meant for mature audiences only, so be warned.
Hey, everybody, want to give a quick update about the Comics Brew Plays vote that went down. Voting is closed. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your participation.
You're one of those people who voted for a class we already have, or
the one that won.
Or really just a class that we already have in the party. All you guys, stop it. Mm-hmm. Should have voted for something else.
We really appreciate you guys taking the time to answer our call, and you will find out what the decision is. When we do our next Comics Brew Plays episode, which should be 2 weeks out.
Yes, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you're going to get Comics Brew Plays, and then Star Wars, and then nothing else.
And then,
you might as well kill yourself. Not much left to live for.
Yeah.
We have had a character die before, but they were reborn as the same character.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's right.
This is going to be the first time that somebody dies, and it's a new character coming in.
Yeah.
So.
And it was thanks to your input. In some way, it was thanks to your input. I don't know what it was that happened. Tyler and Chris are keeping us in the dark. I guess Adam's sitting over there with a little bit of smug knowledge, but I honestly don't know.
He knows what I'm going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I don't know that either.
And I'm excited to see both how the players react, but also how people like it.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And here is your regularly scheduled Comics Brew. Do 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 do. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Comics Brew. You know, we waited all week to talk to you, so here we are, ready for you guys.
And exciting things happened this week.
Yeah, like very Tyler's exciting. Stash is like fucking rocking.
It's getting there, and it's getting.
You got the bush, you know.
I groom it nice, so this stays nice and trim, and the beard stays down.
Nice,
so it's nice and balanced.
Mm-hmm. Adam's still beardo.
Yeah, as always. Actually, it's getting a trim today.
Why didn't you trim it before you saw me?
I woke up.
I'm offended, bitch.
Woke up pretty late.
He's not dressing to impress.
In fact, Tyler had to wake me up because he knew I still needed to read comics and do news.
Yep.
He's like, hey, you want coffee? And I'm like, yep. Gonna need that.
Yep.
I actually slept in today. I got up at 9.
Ooh. That's when I got up, and that was also sleeping in.
Right?
So the way home last night, funny little aside, I got home and I was fucking around on my phone in my car and fell asleep for like an hour and a half.
In your car?
Yeah, in my car.
At your house?
Yeah, just in the parking lot.
I've done that, actually.
You guys are so weird.
Oh, I used to do that once or twice, like, after
a
work.
A week?
Nah, once, twice a month, maybe, when I was working, like, 12, 13-hour days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, 4 in the morning. But I haven't done that as a late-night thing. I just go inside and crash in my bed,
for sure.
I've done it a couple times when I was locksmithing in the middle of the night. Go to warm up my car, and I'm just sitting in it and pass out. Wake up, like, an hour later to the phone ringing. Somebody like, where the fuck are you?
I'm almost there.
It was always like, I got stuck on a job. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So what are you drinking, Tyler?
I am drinking. I decided to break out my comfort zone. I picked the beer the same way I always do, off the label, and then saw what it actually was. But,
and then cringed.
Breakside Brewing Company's What Rough Beast. It is a New England-style India Pale Ale. And as far as IPAs go, it's not bad. It's decent.
All the different new styles of IPA still have their own different flavor. West Coast IPAs are, like, milder. I like them.
Yeah, this is a little rough, but it's definitely on the upper end of IPAs that I picked out.
See, I need to start paying attention to the price tag on the beers I picked out because I went and bought these last night, and I was like, $30? What the fuck?
Yeah, I used to just grab whatever, and it'd be like these $15 beers.
Right.
Which, they're good.
And they're worth it, but you're like,
I can't do that every week.
Yeah, right?
No, they're worth it as a treat. They're not worth it as a regular thing.
For sure, and especially on the off week of a paycheck.
Yeah.
Yep, no.
But I got a Stumptown Tart. It's a Belgian-style fruit sour ale. It's got blueberries and black raspberries. It's delicious, mm-hmm. And it's not too tart. And I like tarty beers, and it's not too tart.
No, it's actually really good. Really good.
And then because I saw it, and because Christmas is coming up, Stone Enjoy by 1225.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, an unfiltered IPA. That's what Georgetown does.
You should get one for Christmas morning.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, because, like, my mom's an alcoholic, so, like, if
Fuck
I
her,
just
it's
crack...
Christmas.
You're like the worst person, and you're developing. You know, you're almost gonna be the worst person I know for the rest of your life.
Put it in a cup. She won't notice.
Just banking it. So no matter what, he's always there.
Yeah, yeah. Like if I have like a bad opinion, I run it by Adam, and he'll just make it worse. And I'll be like, okay, I'm not that bad of a person.
I'll be your guys' shining example of moral superiority. Don't worry.
Yeah, with like a pedantic, like, yes, I am superior.
Well,
air.
Yeah, but I'm still morally the best person in this room, I think.
Maybe. Of course you think that.
Probably.
That's you.
The jury's still out on
that's
that one.
That's what you
Whatever.
Sound like.
Adam, what do you have to drink? Oh, wait.
I'm not drinking. It's fucking like noon. You
no, it's not.
Fucking alcoholics.
It's not even close to noon.
I know, but I had to make it sound worse than it was.
One more for the bank. Well, you have to have some responsibility this week. You had to come up with news.
I did. Aww. I did have to come up with news, which I did this morning.
Yeah, after I woke your ass
yeah,
up.
Yeah, thanks again, dog. That was good on you. So the first thing, we're going to start with beer since we're continuing to talk about beer. AB InBev had to serve
a cease and desist.
Yeah, cease and desist to...
Modest
Brewing, thank you.
M-O-D-I-S-T.
D-I-S-T. Because Modest came out with a Dilly Double IPA.
Dilly Dilly. Mosaic Double IPA.
Double IPA. Which they clearly got the name from the commercial for Budweiser, Bud Light, whatever it was.
Yeah, the Dilly Dilly commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way that they went about it, though, was actually pretty cool of them. Since the commercial has to do with old timeies. They sent somebody over, dressed in, where is it?
Modest lawyer Jeff O'Brien says he's never seen anything like this.
Yeah, thank you.
How do you respond to a cease and desist written on parchment paper delivered by a guy in an old English garb, read aloud in the brewery, letting them sell the beer until it's gone, and giving them two tickets to the Super Bowl? He asked in disbelief.
Yeah, so that's what they did, which was pretty, not only funny, but pretty cool of them. And I thought it was nice that they're going to let them finish running the...
Yeah, run it out. Yeah.
As opposed to like, nope, you've just got to get rid of it.
I love that they got two tickets to the Super Bowl. Because, yeah. Like, Budweiser is, like, the official beer of the NFL.
Right?
So like, yeah, you can't use our shit, but sorry.
You can
you
finish this up. We can finish this up. Good joke. Good joke, guys.
Yeah.
You got me laughing.
Now wrap it up and move the fuck along. Right. It's our money.
But I mean, to be honest, like, this is also a bit of the way they went about it is a bit of good PR for AB InBev, which isn't going to hurt sales by any means.
Sure.
You know, they basically, like, listen, we'll let you finish it because you just gave us free advertising.
So the lawyer for the team at the Modest Brewery says, given the nature of the relationship between craft beer and AB InBev, this is just a little out of character, ... I've got to tip my hat to them.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, this is novel.
Yeah, right? Like, oh, you guys made a funny. So I just want to talk about that. It's pretty cool AB InBev to do. They definitely could have fucking...
Did you mention how they delivered the address?
Yeah, dude dressed in old English garb and read aloud.
Yeah, that was the quote.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. Oh.
Yeah, they could have definitely lawyered up and been assholes about it, but they weren't.
You should link the Modest Brewing's video right here. You can find it on YouTube and link it.
Yeah, I will do that for the news. Yeah.
But also the article because it's good. Yeah, like, they also, we'll like, they have the picture of the parchment there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they even went as far as to, like, burn the edges of the apartment.
I would frame it.
I'm sure they will.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
And that would be, like, one of their claims to fame when you come into the tap room. Oh, by the way, admire our parchment given to us by AB InBev. Delivered in person and spoken aloud.
I hope the writing on it is Old English as well.
I think it is.
Like, ye have been noticed to...
Hear ye. Cut this shit out.
Dear friend of the crown, Modest Brewing Company. That's how it starts.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good. So, but moving away from that and into comic books. Tyler, this one is in the news for you.
Yeah, and I'm stoked about it.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch series has been picked up by Netflix with a 2-season order already.
So it was originally put in development at CW, and it was just going to be Sabrina, but it's based on the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the horror reboot of Sabrina, kind of like Afterlife with Archie, but
You guys hear, speaking of CW, did you hear that Kreisberg is off Supergirl?
Yeah. No. After some
serious allegations.
Oh.
Melissa Benoist says she wasn't coming back unless he's off.
I did hear about this, actually. Yeah.
Good. I hate that hack. He's the one who ruined The Flash anyway.
Well, maybe things will get better.
No.
But, so he's...
Damage
he's,
done.
Yeah, probably not. But Sabrina, yes.
Coming to Netflix, too.
Sad little bit of side news is, if anybody else is reading Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, the next issue isn't coming out into, like, well into next year.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. That shit's been plagued with delays. But it's a great series, and now Netflix has not only basically taken over production of that, it's going to be on Netflix rather than CW, they straight up ordered 2 seasons of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's coming from the same team that's doing Riverdale right now as well.
Which I need to get caught up on because that show is great.
I guess.
No, it's a really good guilty pleasure for me. Like,
okay, gotcha. I hear you. It's like, okay, if you watch Pretty Little Liars or some shit.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay, I used to watch Desperate Housewives first couple seasons.
No shit.
It's a terrible show, but it's also like really good show. At least for like the first 3 seasons is when I really watched it, but... It's like Riverdale is like that. It's amazing.
I've known you since high school and reconnected with you over the last couple years. What the fuck?
Riverdale is like softcore porn with Archie characters.
Nice.
It's ridiculous. I fucking love it. And to hear that they're actually turning Chilling Adventures of Sabrina into a show on Netflix.
It would be a dark drama in the horror genre.
Nice. Oh,
Sabrina
yeah.
series
Perfect.
Is worlds away from the bubbly 1996 to 2003.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember that? Melissa Joan Hart? Fucking
I watched it, but I didn't watch it for that long.
I did. I watched every fucking episode.
It was a good show.
Salem was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, and he continues to be the best in the comic, but... But fuck, dude, this is going to be amazing.
A dark coming-of-age story that traffics in horror, the occult, and, of course, witchcraft.
Totally in the vein of Rosemary's
Baby and The Exorcist. Oh, and this adaptation
by
Sabrina wrestling to reconcile her dual nature, half witch, half mortal, while standing against the evil forces that threaten her, her family, and the daylight world humans inhabit.
Isn't her dad the devil?
No, her dad's not the devil, but her dad is this, like, super powerful warlock.
Yeah.
But... The story going in the comic right now is...
About her aunts, right?
No, it's about her dad's first wife.
Oh, okay.
And, like, she was... I can't remember if she was killed because she, like, betrayed witches or some shit, but she was dead and was brought back to life by a novice coven of witches in Riverdale, led by Betty and Veronica.
No shit.
On accident. And
like, oh, we fucked up!
Yeah, and then she comes back and goes to fuck with Sabrina... And brings back Harvey, who had died.
As a zombie, yeah.
As a zombie, except it's not Harvey's soul, it's Sabrina's dad in his body. It's getting fucking twisted. And, like, they've already, if they go with the comic, they already have a great couple villains set up there that could make, like, long-running good drama, especially, the, like, the way they'll do, like, a high school thing.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, her name is Madame Satan, is posing as one of...
The teachers.
One of Sabrina's teachers.
Nice.
So, like, they already have this plot built in. It sounds incredible, and I cannot wait for that shit.
I think Netflix is a great area where they can embrace comics as a, like, research and development for stories.
Yeah.
Because these are already episodic and serialized in nature, and Netflix is known for, let's binge watch some stuff, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And they've got the power now behind them to just, like, hey, let's buy whatever the fuck we want.
And they're not really restrained by what you can show on TV, which is good, because the series gets pretty fucking brutal.
Well, yeah, like, okay, for instance, The Punisher. It's not all the way R-rated.
But it's close.
But it's close.
There's some parts in that that are fucking close.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Did you finish Punisher, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Good man. Good man. Amazing. I also did. Yeah. Holy fuck that last episode.
Dude, so
holy
good.
Fuck that last episode.
I was telling you guys, this shit is brutal. Oh.
Yeah. I fucking love Billy Russo. I think he's a great villain, and I know he's coming back.
I think he's the first secondary villain they've done perfectly.
Yeah.
He doesn't show up halfway and suddenly he's like the villain of the season.
Like in Luke Cage. Yeah. It's like you see him turn into the villain of the season.
Yeah, sure. It's like Purple Man and him and Fisk are probably the best villains.
Right, that's
Purple
what
Man
I'm thinking,
is
right?
The best.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think Fisk is the best.
Yeah. You might be right. Fisk is fucking amazing.
Fucking gets interrupted in the middle of dinner with Vanessa and then goes and crushes that guy's head with the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty ballsy.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what. Oh, dude. So. I was also thinking about this. We got the Millard deal with Netflix. We've got Netflix is going to be able to keep the properties that they already have, which is for Marvel.
Now, the thing I wasn't clear about, are they keeping the property or just the things they've already produced?
The properties. So they will continue,
so they continue to make them.
More Punisher, more Daredevil.
Oh, okay, that's rad.
Yeah.
But, like, I imagine, like, Moon Knight is now going to, like, that's not going to happen over there. It's going to go to Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Although they might give some of the more, like, extreme, like, if they ever did a Ghost Rider, which would be very adult, I could see it being Netflix and not on the Disney stream.
Yeah, that's a good point. But Disney also had, like, Buena Vista and Miramax was owned by Disney.
Streaming is probably not going to be, like,
Disney
branded. Like,
yeah,
it's not
going to
be Disney streaming.
Okay, with, like, Tinkerbell flying in as you fucking load the...
I see way too many parents just being like, here's the tablet, watch the Disney streaming
service. Or it'll be like...
So they want to stay a little more child-friendly.
One of the... It'll probably be something... If I had to guess, it won't be called Disney streaming.
It'll be D-streaming.
So, something like that. But then, like, Netflix has Netflix and Netflix Kids.
Yeah.
Oh,
if you ever looked at
Netflix, yeah.
If you ever seen Netflix Kids, the layout is totally different. All the content is geared to kids.
Yeah.
I'd imagine they do something like that, like Disney streaming service, and then, like, the name Disney, and it's, like, the Disney stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
you're
the other one
right.
would just be all their, you know, Miramax, all that shit.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. That's a good point.
Anyway, so, like, I'm excited for lots of things. Oh, and
so
then
the Disney
also, we've got Castlevania coming back.
Oh,
we've
yes.
We've got The Witcher on the horizon.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
Yeah, that's,
and
I'm fucking jazzed.
Voltron is still solid. Like, their stuff is still, like, way good, right?
Oh, they're killing it. Killing it.
The problem is they've got to amp up the release of their original content because they are losing so much other content.
That's true.
Like, Fox is going to pull out of there by next year. We're losing Always Sunny
in less than a week from
a week from this recording. Yeah.
Man. Which really sucks.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad I showed Adam the high school reunion episode.
God, that show's so fucking good.
So good.
We got to watch Always Sunny Christmas before it's
that
gone.
That one is probably one of my favorite episodes.
Why'd you fuck my mom, Santa? Santa, did you
fuck
my mom?
Did you fuck my mom, Santa? Did you fuck my mom?
All right, let's get through this because I want to watch it before I leave the studio now. All
right, go ahead,
well,
Adam.
To wrap up the Sabrina story, no release date or anything like that. It's not even in production yet. They're just, you know, basically announcing, hey, we're going to do this thing. So it's a while out. But moving on from that, we've gotten the first view of Robin from Titans, and he looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually really good.
So are we thinking Tim Drake here, or is it Dick Grayson?
It's
Dick Grayson.
It's Dick Grayson,
said. Yeah. Warner Brothers Television on Friday released the first official image of Brenton Thwaites as Dick Grayson.
So it's going to come out on some unnamed streaming service.
DC's Untitled streaming
service. I thought it was CW Seed. Oh, DC's yet untitled streams.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So DC's going to have their own little thing, but it's the very first image we have from it, and it's very moody and atmospheric. But, like, as far as a Robin costume goes, I think they picked... You can only see, like, chest up.
Yeah.
But I think they picked probably the best version of it, which is, like...
the full-suited Robin?
Tim Drake's kind of New 52 look mm-hmm. is what it looks like. And the cape kind of drapes over shoulder a little bit, but we can kind of see the armor stuff. It looks like Dark Knight kind of inspired.
Which I think is very fitting.
Like armor, but more like a, you know, not Batman versus Superman fat-ass hulking armor. It's just sort of like body armor.
Like tactical armor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it looks good. God, fuck, he fucking looks
Holy
like
shit.
Dick Grayson.
Alan Richardson is going to be Hawk.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember Blue Mountain State, Adam? Alan Richardson is Tad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's going to be Hawk. And Dove is going to be Minka Kelly from Friday Night Lights and Parenthood.
Anna Diop as Starfire.
Yeah. Lindsay Gortz.
Dean Croft as Raven.
As Amy Rarbeck. Never heard of her.
Just a detective.
Yeah.
Big Hero 6.
The
series.
Yeah, it's from it's a television show on Disney. Anyway,
that's Beast Boy.
We got one more news story to get through, and it's probably the one that everybody's hype as fuck about.
We finally got an Infinity War trailer.
Hell yes, we did.
Thought it was funny that last week I was like, you know how Marvel did that whole, like, the next release is in 2034 because of our Marvel's requests?
And then they dropped it midweek.
Yeah.
Yeah, which kind of like
broke YouTube.
With nothing, though, which I was a little surprised by. Like, I figured
they gave
it would
like
have
a day
it.
Of lead up.
Yeah, they gave like a day of lead up, but like it didn't come out with anything. Like, it wasn't like you saw it at Star Wars for the I mean, you will see it at Star Wars, but they just released it out to the world, and it's fucking amazing.
Broke YouTube.
Yeah.
Broke the counter on YouTube.
Really?
Yep. The counter on YouTube was stuck at so many people because they crashed the counter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's the most viewed trailer in 24 hours.
Yep, 230 million views in 24 hours.
Wow, this one only says 3 million.
That's because this is the one from IGN, not the official release.
Oh, word.
And so 230 million is the one on Marvel's YouTube, and it's on a million others. But so it's pretty light on plot-ish kind of stuff. Obviously, mostly just kind of voiceover, different characters going over the Avengers, like the reason the Avengers were made. And then a voiceover appearance and voiceover from Thanos. Fuck, Thanos looks so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I can't decide if I want him with or without the helmet, you know.
I don't care.
I mean, I don't really care in the end, but he looks so good in Guardians.
Yeah.
It was like the perfect look. And this is perfect just without the helmet. But
71 million after they fixed the counter.
Yeah.
Jesus. So what's your favorite parts of this?
All of it.
Yeah.
The whole
Thanos
thing.
Just everything Thanos does and says, including the little Easter eggs you get after seeing him drop the space stone into the gauntlet.
Like, uh-huh. Drops.
He says it puts a smile on my face, and I'm like, "Oh fuck, that means he's getting the jollies." And then you know, you see that he's got the Power Stone, which was on Xandar, and you're just like,
fucked up Xandar.
Oh, he fucking killed the Nova Corps.
Yeah. Although it is possible, I saw this online.
That what, the Black Maw went and got it or something?
No. I mean, I'm sure he fucked up Xandar, but it is possible that, I mean, like in the trailers for Thor Ragnarok, they were showing him at the end, and you never saw the, spoiler here.
The eye.
The eye was never gone. And when they first released his trailer at Comic-Con, not even this one, it was a different
one. Yeah, he didn't have his...
It was a different shot. He didn't have a missing eye. They kept that under wraps.
There's a lot of stuff they've done that with in their trailers.
Yeah, it would be really easy for those two gems to just be recolored for this trailer.
For sure.
But, you know, it probably is. He probably fucked up Xandar real hard. But yeah, Thanos.
We can obviously
great.
Assume that Loki did take the Tesseract, and we can also assume that the ship at the end of Thor is Thanos' ship or someone involved.
Yeah, well, I think it was confirmed it is Thanos' ship by the directors of this, the Russos.
Yeah.
But
Spider-Man looks good.
Spider-Man looks great.
But I got to give it to Josh Brolin's voiceover, man.
Oh, he's amazing.
He's really fucking good. And like, he's not emotional, right? It's very matter of fact for Thanos.
This is just what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's just, fuck it. These are mine. And I'm going to get him. His voiceover is menacing as fuck.
He's almost, like, in the first part, he's almost sympathetic, too. He's like, you'll come to know what it's like to lose. You're just going to have to. I'm sorry.
Like, you feel so strongly you're right and still fail.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Exactly.
And then he just womps on Iron Man, and that's like... Yeah.
And it looks like he knocks him out like a UFC fighter gets knocked out, you know what I mean? Just hits the button. Dang!
Yeah, out.
You see him pin Spider-Man to the ground.
Choke slam Spider-Man to the ground.
There's a lot of the trailer is in Wakanda, which kind of gets me more excited for Black Panther. Because, you know, we know that's where, like, Cap and Bucky are, at the very least. Maybe more people. But...
Well, Black Panther's there.
Well, Black Panther, yeah.
So
but I'm kind of hoping they pop up a little bit in Black Panther, or at the very least get referenced. Mm-hmm. But that's clearly where they are, at least, you know,
and we can probably extrapolate and assume that's where the Soul Stone is, because that's how he's talking to the Panthers.
See, I'm kind of torn on that, because here's why. There is this long-running theory that I kind of subscribe to, that Heimdall either is or has the Soul Stone, because Heimdall can see every soul in the universe. Like, he can see or hear anybody wherever they are.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the orange glow in his eyes. He's the only Asgardian that has that kind of thing going on. Mm-hmm. He clearly, you know, he's a god. That might just be his deal.
Well, he's on the ship now, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe he just has the Soul Stone. But it could also very easily be in Wakanda, and that's part of why.
Because,
so
like,
badass.
Remember when we were talking about the trailer for that, he goes into that realm where he's dressed in white and stuff, and... Even in
Panther Vision, Vision Quest kind of thing.
Even in Captain America Civil War, he says, my people believe that death is just the next part of a journey, right?
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, then there's got to be this like recurring thing about the soul in Wakanda. So I think they've got to have the soul gem.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a reason that there's an army attacking Wakanda. So you're probably right. There's something there. But it does also seem to take some cues from Justin Hickman's Infinity.
Justin Hickman's?
Jonathan Hickman. Jesus Christ. I just think J name Hickman.
Yeah.
Jonathan Hickman's
Which part of Infinity?
Well, that Thanos is attacking Earth and sends an army after Wakanda.
Yeah, because that's where the bombs are, right?
In Infinity, yeah. That's like where a big part, like the Illuminati are partially based and all the bombs and everything. But it also
seems
that's
at the City of the Dead. Wakanda's City of the Dead. That's where they are.
But, I mean, there's an army going for Wakanda, which same as like this. But also, there was another attack going on in space, which in Infinity was a different race. But in this, it's probably Thanos' minions out there fucking shit up. Like, we know Thor meets up with the Guardians.
Yeah, which is a nice little reveal. I like how they kept the humor to the end. Yeah. They leave the gravitas of the whole 10 years that's leading up to this in the majority of the trailer.
And I kind of like that they did that, because I don't like the word normies, but like, but like we know that the Guardians are going to be in this movie, but that's the first you see of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time that they've ever interacted with anybody in the, you know,
in the rest of the world.
Yeah. So it's kind of got to be exciting for people, like, oh shit, the Guardians are going to join up.
I'm more excited about Doctor Strange being in this movie.
Yeah, right.
See, and the whole the whole Guardians being in it makes me think that Thanos did fuck up Xandar.
Oh, like, so they're chasing Thanos?
I would say.
That's why they run into Thor?
That might be it, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you ever saw the leaked trailer from San Diego Comic-Con.
I did. Yeah, Thor hits the windshield.
Yeah, and the Guardians were out in space.
I do remember that, yeah.
They were checking out. They saw, like, a bunch of wreckage of different worlds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of them easily could have been Xandar.
Yeah, and then Thor's just like, bam! Like, bring him in!
It's going to be rad.
Get to see Teeny Groot.
Mm-hmm. They're saying Teenage Groot.
Teeny Groot.
Yeah. So, speaking of the Guardians, and with how much Marvel has edited scenes before, I have this scene paused specifically because I feel like this isn't everybody that's going to be in this scene, which is all of them running in the jungle.
Yeah, the Wakanda, like when the army's dashing.
Because there is space for like somebody to be running next to either Bucky or...
Oh, I think this is it.
Well, because, I mean, in the... for Avengers 2, Age of Ultron, the scene in the trailer is when they're all around trying to protect the giant button, basically.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's only like Thor, Iron Man, and Hulk. But in the actual scene,
it's all of them. Yeah.
And so, like, Vision's missing, Scarlet Witch.
Well, Vision was, like, the best-kept secret of Avengers 2.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also, like, the Scarlet Witch and
Quicksilver.
Quicksilver are also there, and they straight edited those people out from the trailer.
Yeah, I mean, that you've mentioned that already about them doing that.
Yeah, well, Tyler's mentioned it with the gems. But yeah, I just feel like this scene specifically, like, there is something missing from it.
Well, we'll see. The other thing I like is that we don't get a whole lot of plot other than, well, Thanos is attacking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that thing that we teased about in the first Avengers? Yeah, that's finally happening, guys.
Yeah, yep. The only semblance of, like, well, where the characters go from point A to point B is we see Bruce Banner in Doctor Strange's place, and we see the Hulk in Wakanda.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of Hulk,
Falcon, and
Rhodey.
Rhodey, War Machine.
All of Wakanda. So before we finish this, I think there's going to be a number of characters that die.
Probably.
I think Cap's going to die, and I think Scarlet Witch might bite it, and I think Rhodey might bite it.
I think I could see Rhodey and Cap. I don't know if Scarlet Witch will die or not. Or not Scarlet Witch, but...
Oh, yeah, I meant Black Widow. That's what I meant.
I don't think she will. I don't know how I feel about her going blonde. Does she ever go blonde in the comics?
Occasionally.
Oh, yeah?
It just is as a disguise thing. I mean, she is wanted right now, and she's a spy.
That is true. That's a valid point.
Why is she wanted? She was on Tony's side.
But then she betrayed him.
She betrayed him.
Yeah, but she didn't, like, there's no indication that that's still the case, is it?
Well,
that's the last you see of her, though.
Tony does tell her that he has to tell General Ross what she did.
Yeah.
And he's going to come for her.
Okay.
So she's wanted on some level. I don't think Tony's going to go after her, but Ross will. But she's definitely on Cap's side, so that makes her hunted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I think this guy's a war criminal now. Whatever.
Yeah. So we're all hyped as fuck on this.
Only a little.
Only just a tiny bit.
I've only watched it about 12 times.
I've seen it a bunch as well. It's so goddamn good. I can't wait. I just can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, you can. You literally have to wait. Yeah. But, I mean, I get your hype. Bro, I feel your hype, bro.
Yeah, man. I just want it. I want it now.
All right, let's get into reviews. I'm going to go first. I'm going to talk about Super Sons Annual #1. It is written by Peter J. Tomasi, the pencils are by Paul Pelletier, and the colors are by Hi-Fi. I like annuals because sometimes they can be like interwoven into the main story, and sometimes they're just their own one-shots. Mm-hmm. This one, the title of the comic is Animal Planet, and what it is Crypto and the Bat-Hound go and gather the, what do they call them? The super pets.
Like Crypto and Crypto, Ace, the Bat-Hound?
No, it's, so there's Ace and there's Titus, and Titus is the Bat-Hound in this one.
Oh, okay.
Titus is Damien's dog. Ace is Batman's dog.
Mm.
So it's Titus and Crypto and Flexi the Plastic Bird. That's Plastic Man's pet.
Oh, my God.
Clay Critter, and it's just like a little clay fucking, like, I guess, you ever see, what is that, Flubber with Robin Williams? Looks like a clay version of Flubber.
Okay, yeah.
And then you got, let's see, Bat Cow and Streaky. And Streaky
hey,
is Streaky is Supergirl's cat.
Bat Cow?
Bat Cow, fuck yeah.
Bat Cow, it's from the second volume of Grant Morrison's...
It's Batman and Robin.
Batman Inc.
Inc., yeah.
They stop some bad dudes in a slaughterhouse, and Damien finds a cow who has markings... Of like a bat symbol across his face, yeah. And he decides he's vegetarian now, and he's adopting this cow, and it's Bat Cow.
Absolutely.
Because it's got a bat symbol on its face.
That is hilarious.
So this comic is, so it starts off with John and Damien patrolling, like, New York City and stopping a bank robbery and stuff. They come back, and Crypto's just kind of chilling there. John goes to sleep, and Damien goes back to Gotham. But there's this... There's a slew of, like, abducted pets. And so Crypto sees the image on this like, newspaper. And he goes and flies to Gotham, grabs Titus. They do this, like, dog exchange, like, oh, barking and growling. He then convinces the Bat Cow hands Titus the leash and harness. Crypto grabs it, flies them to Metropolis. And they start looking for these lost... start looking for these lost pets, only to find that they need more eyes. So they go to a park that they know that Streaky is at, and Streaky's hang out with Flexi, because Flexi and her share a drink at the park at Tuesdays at 2 a.m.
What is Streaky?
Streaky is a cat.
Oh my God.
And Flexi is a bird, but it's like Plastic Man's bird, so mm-hmm. It can really be any bird.
It's just a weird plastic animal.
Yeah. So that's it. It's the super pets going to rescue abducted pets, and it's actually a fucking really good comic for it being like an annual. The art is fantastic. It's all minimal, like talking. You have to really pay attention to the story to figure out like what's going on.
The art and everything that's
because
going on.
Because it's not like Homeward Bound where you get to hear the internal monologues of the dogs and stuff. It's just you got to pay attention to the story. It's fucking There's comedy, there's pathos, there's hubris, there's just, it's like a Greek story told with pets. Anyway, I'm done. I recommend getting it.
It sounds cute as fuck.
It's actually pretty brutal, too, because, like, when Titus gets mad, he gets, like, vicious because he's a fucking Doberman, you know? Or whatever he is. Great Dane, Doberman.
Yeah, I think he's a Great Dane.
Some sort of attack dog.
Just big-ass fucking mean dog, yeah. But, you know, Heart of Gold.
Oh, yes.
Spoiler for the end of the story, they rescue all the lost pets and bring them back to Wayne Manor.
Shocking.
They bring them all back to Wayne Manor. And then Damien wakes up John and he goes, look, what do we do with all this?
I don't know, abandon them.
And then Crypto and Titus get like a bro fist and they go, super pets. And that's the end of the comic.
Do they actually go super pets? Is that
they like speak like thought bubble super pets.
So it's the only line of actual dialogue from the pets?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But it's not even a dialogue. It's like a thought bubble. So it's got the circles and then the cloud.
Yeah.
That's it.
That sounds wholesome.
It's awesome.
Tyler, you want to go next or you want me to?
You go next.
All right. I am reviewing issue number 2 of a little book called Morgan's Organs.
Brought us number 1 of this.
Yeah, like a year ago, too. So quite a while ago. Now, Josh, who created this book?
That's something you should find out.
I mean, yeah, but for the sake of the show, you can just give me that information.
I think this is better.
The concept story and letters are by Daniel Brody. The pencils and inks are by Robert Jennings, and the colors are by Tyler Kelting.
There we go. And this is a comic book all about Morgan's Organs.
You know, it's actually on the computer.
Anyway, so Morgan's Organs, issue 2. It's all about Morgan's Organs, obviously. But this one, issue 1 followed Morgan's dick and his balls, and it's more of a, it was very sexual oriented. This one, however, is not. Now, Tyler, what's, other than the dick, what other organ pretty much controls a man's life?
The balls.
Well, no, the dick and balls are all one
the
character.
The brain.
Well, the brain is definitely a main character. No, his stomach.
Oh.
His stomach, his tum-tum.
The way to a man's heart.
Yep. So this one opens, and Morgan eats something he shouldn't have, and to make sure that he doesn't get hit in the balls, because it's a fucked up game him and his friends are playing. And the rest of the issue is Morgan's Organs dealing with this foreign object inside of his body. And the brain is trying to cover up that he couldn't control Morgan from not eating this. And so the entire time, the brain is trying to cover his tracks with the rest of the organs. And they are all having their own little, their little thing going on. Like, the kidneys try and get a little betting game going for what will happen with this foreign object. The stomach actually makes friends with the foreign object and then doesn't want to digest it and get rid of it. There's a chase scene through the colon in this one, which is really fun.
It's through the small intestine.
Through the small intestine, you're right, not the colon. And all in all, this one was pretty fun. Not as many dick jokes as the first one, so if you're looking for that, you won't find it, but still a lot.
There's a dick joke or two.
Oh, there's definitely a dick joke or two. There's probably more than that, but there is, there's a lot of quality little fun goofs in here. That's pretty much it without actually spoiling what happens. And
I mean, the comic's 3 months old.
Oh, true. So, all right, fine. So what it is the foreign object is a dice, because Morgan eats it. It's a six-sided die, because Morgan eats it to make sure he doesn't lose a bet to get punched in the balls again.
Yeah.
And then the... And so...
And Pepe's like, no, you don't understand. It's the worst.
Mm-hmm. And so, the brain is trying to get the stomach to get rid of it. And the stomach becomes friends with it. And then so they steal it from the stomach. And they go on a nice little chase as the stomach is kind of hulks out and gets all mad and chases them through the small intestine. He has a hard time pooping it.
Like Angus, the anus is trying to push it out the cheeks.
Yeah, and he can't because it's just slightly too big. It won't fit through it. All in all, it's pretty funny.
There's also the appendix, you know, who keeps coming back with these wise words, and then they're like, mm-hmm. Shut the fuck up, dude. No one likes you, Andy. Yeah.
He's even like, nobody puts him in on the betting game, and he's like, when he finds out, he's like, I like games.
Are you playing games? I swear I heard something when I was walking due with my regular stroll. I guess not. All right, bye.
It's actually the scene right here. But yeah, so I mean, it's fun. The art is fun and silly. I love all the little things that they sneak into the
real world.
And just the scenes in general. And then at the very end of the book, come to find out this is not the only foreign object that Morgan has ever eaten.
Yeah, it's a cute little end scene.
Yeah, he actually has just the brain and the stomach remember when Morgan was a baby and accidentally ate a Lego.
Yeah, but show him the scene. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. There's a Lego that's stuck to another Lego, and I'm pretty sure every kid I know that ever played with Legos did this.
I don't think I ever ate Legos.
No, but did this to try and get the Legos unstuck.
I love that on the other side, not to interrupt, but I love on the other side of the butthole, they have drawn
a cat. Yeah, a cat's butthole. Yeah. Like a smug cat, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's Morgan around a Christmas tree and he's playing with some Legos. When those two Legos get stuck together there, man, I have straight up bitten Legos to try and get them apart.
I've done that.
My Lego set came with a little pry tool. It was a little gray thing that you could... It had,
what privileged what life do you lead?
Do you have Mega Blocks?
No, it was legit that. Legos, dude. I'm going to look it up right now and show it to you.
All
right,
well, fuck all that.
But Morgan's Organs is good. Be sure to check out Morgan's website where you can get... morgansorgans.com where you can get all the whole thing.
Pretty cheap too, like $4.99. It was just a little plier that
I did totally have that.
Yeah, and it would work pretty much constantly all the time to pry your Legos apart.
Never used it.
Oh.
Never had one, I don't think. I never had my own set of Legos. I always played with other people's Legos.
Oh, that's sad. I had so many Legos.
No, I don't think I was missing out. I had plenty of Hot Wheels and Tonka trucks and all that shit.
No, you missed out, man. Legos are the shit.
You needed Hot Wheels, and then you built a Lego wall, and then jumped your fucking Hot Wheels down the tracks in through or over random Lego obstacles.
Or just build robots.
And that too.
I had the Hot Wheels. I had the Hot Wheels tracks, you know, with like battery powered and shit.
I didn't have the battery powered ones, but my uncle had this fat box of just old school tracked where it was just like turns and connectors and lines and razors, no motors or anything. And I would turn my entire room into a fucking crazy track.
But I was able to, like, go up walls and stuff because of, I had the motor.
So I wasn't that, so I had to start at the very top of my room, and then I had to either be... It was a lot of fun because I had to be, like, down slopes, and then I had to be like, oh, that doesn't work, and rebuild.
Trial and error was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, I'd spend days in there. This one looks like a little gator.
Nah, I'm not.
Well, I'm going to talk at you guys about not Legos.
Fuck this show, I'm out.
Yeah, I know. Betty and Veronica, Vixens, number one. Story by Jamie Lee Rotanti? Not sure how to pronounce. Art by Ava Cabrera. So this book starts off with...
Alakazam.
with an all-girl biker gang just blasting down. Just blasting down basically an empty dirt field, looks like. Till they get to a trailer, like a camper RV thing, the flag on top says, the Southside Serpents.
Oh, shit.
And they just go and, like, buzz around this thing and then blast off, pull off to the side, one of them pulls their helmets out, or pulls the helmet off, reaches into a bag and pulls out a bunch of brass knuckles.
Oh, shit.
And goes, I got one for each of us. Like, what for? Protection. And then we cut back to 3 weeks ago. And from there, it's just kind of a story about how, this is a lot.
How,
like,
Betty and Veronica start a fight club?
They started a biker gang.
Jesus Christ.
it's like a lot of other kind of Archie spinoffs where it's still the Archie, you know, sort of innocent humor kind of thing going on. Like, Betty's going to stay in and study because Archie's grounded and... Well, she can't go out with him, so she stay home and study. Reggie wants to take him out on a date to go out riding motorcycles.
Okay.
And Veronica's down, Betty's not, until Reggie lets slip that he started his own gang. He and Archie started a gang.
Oh.
And
intrigue.
Yeah, and turns out, well, Archie wasn't grounded. He just didn't think that Betty would be down with him being in a biker gang.
Haha, lies.
So they decide they're going to join up. Betty and Veronica are going to go meet up with them and show up at Pop Tate's. And they're all dressed like 50s biker girls is the only way I can describe it.
Sure.
That's fucking amazing.
It's fucking great. And it still starts off kind of, you know, just sort of innocent. Like, Archie's motorcycle is a cobbled together piece of shit.
Nice.
Like, of course it is. And as a lot of Archie comics go, there is a sort of like slapstick comedy thing where Archie goes into this little spot and sees it's filled with the Southside Serpents, who a lot of people don't think are actually in the area or like a real gang, just sort of a rumor. And Archie sees them, freaks out, runs out of there, and in the process accidentally knocks over all of their bikes. And leaves behind... Like, in this panic, leaves behind leaflets for the Riverdale Spring Fling Dance, Friday night at 7. This is, like, tickets for it, so the Serpents know
where to go.
They know where to go and go to cause trouble. And one thing leads to another, and we see the beginning of how, well, why did Betty and Veronica start a biker gang? Now, there's a lot more in this issue, especially towards the end, but... I thought this was fucking great, just because it's one of those recent spins on Archie comics where they just, you know, put him in a situation where you'd never see it in classic Archie. But it's not dark. Mm. It's not this, like, super fucked up horror thing, which I love all of those. But it is still this, like, weird little twist, which kind of works, because this Benny and Veronica and Archie and all that comes out of this... Like 50s, 60s era, kinda,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you would, you know, kind of think of like old school biker gangs.
Mm-hmm. But like on bikes. like well, with I know, but like, yeah, like as kids, they were like a biker gang on bikes with kinda, like the baseball like, card in the spokes.
As you go a little bit further, it's, you know, like an actual biker gang kind of era, and it's great. I love all these weird twists they do on it. So if you like Betty and Veronica, maybe check it out. If you like the way Archie's been taking all their weird side story things, you might like this one. It's a little more innocent than the horror ones, but I mean, like I said, fucking Betty busts out brass knuckles for everybody in the second page, so
I feel that's a for shock value, kind of.
It could be, but as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, wow, yep, I'm down. This is great. So it's a pretty entertaining first issue. I will pick up the second one just to kind of see where they go. I could see them taking, like, being really tame with it, or also just kind of, you know, running with the idea.
And the devil?
Yeah. So it was a good first issue. Check it out.
Nice. So we got a third segment here. One of the news stories that didn't make it into Adam's, Adam's list was
it's Avengers related.
Well, that and Kevin, I knew it was third segment, so you know
that Kevin Feige announced that they have planned 20 movies after Infinity War. Well, now we know two of them.
The other important thing to note is he said that Avengers 4 is the quote unquote end. Like this is the end of their original sort of setup plan story.
This is Avengers 3, so
Avengers 4
is coming out, yeah.
Is going to be the end. And 3 and 4 were originally part 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're not called part 1 and 2, they really are part 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But 4
right, like,
is
it's still
be,
going to be like Infinity War is going to end on a cliffhanger for Avengers 4,
probably.
Right?
I mean, or they're really going to do like Captain Marvel comes out between them. Like Captain Marvel is going to be a huge part of 4,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, like, 3 might not end on a cliffhanger, but
bad.
Then Captain Marvel and 4 are going to be, you know, a lot more tied together. But either way, 4 is going to be kind of the quote-unquote end, and like Josh said, they still have 20 movies past that.
And we know 3 of them. We know Avengers 4, Ant-Man and Wasp, and Captain
Marvel.
No,
this is after 4.
Oh, after 4. Gotcha.
Okay.
So we don't know any of them. So I thought it might be fun to discuss what those will be. What will those 20 movies be?
I guarantee one of them will be the new Avengers, and it'll be the passing of the torch.
Okay, so the new Avengers.
I'd be down with that.
I want to see a Howard the Duck movie. It's called Quack Attack.
I don't know if I can see a Howard the Duck movie.
No,
but
it's him and Cosmo, buddy cop movie, cross space.
That'd be more fun if Marvel started doing like one-shots before movies.
Like
Pixar
does, yeah.
I would like to see Marvel beat DC to Elseworlds stories. Doing
like a what if? Yeah. They don't have Elseworlds.
Oh, well, what ifs. But same thing, like when
side
they did
stories. Like Old Man Logan. They already
they
did
Old
they
Man
Logan.
They already
did
an Old Man Logan.
But no, more like what's the Avengers story that takes place in old Victorian times?
1602.
Yeah, like doing 1602 I think would be really fucking cool.
That would be rad. So there was also this kind of news that came out. Not really news. I believe it was from some Russian site that managed to see some preview, something or other from Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Uh-huh.
That it's coming across as Marvel's first romantic comedy. And, like, Ant-Man was a heist movie.
Uh-huh.
Guardians of the Galaxy was this weird chase movie. If Ant-Man and the Wasp is, like, a romantic comedy, and they've got 20 movies past Avengers 4, I would like to see them branch into a bunch of different genres.
Like a Western?
Yeah, like, make movies that...
Like Jonah Hex. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, too bad. They don't really have any good Western characters, but...
Old Man Logan.
Yeah, Old Man Logan. Best Western in the last 3 years. But I would like to see them branch into different genres. I don't know how they do it. They'd have to go into... I mean, they're going to have to dip into, like, lower-tier characters.
Like, they don't Like, they maybe missed a trick by not letting Jessica Jones come to movies because they don't have a character like The Question.
No.
Like, a DC movie based around The Question would be dope.
It would be amazing.
Yeah, it would.
Because it would be, like, him and Renee Montoya, and that would be the gist. Like, they'd go after Intergang or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be awesome, right? But Marvel doesn't really have a character like that aren't already used in The Defenders.
You know, I think I will also see a lot of more team-up movies.
Oh, just like dual, like, Doctor Strange and The Punisher?
Well, yeah, I mean, Ragnarok is Thor and
Team-up
Hulk.
Movie, yeah.
Like, it's not called Thor and Hulk, but it is.
Right.
I would like to see, and I think we're going to see a lot more of that.
Oh, I'm sure.
Doctor Strange and who would fit? Doctor Strange and Bucky?
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch would be... They're supposed to team up anyway.
Yeah, like, that would be good. It's just a major supporting character.
Mm-hmm.
If she comes into the Doctor Strange 2, which they'll probably do, which is probably one of the ones that they have planned, because they've already teased it.
Yeah.
If she comes into that, she could do the... Like, she could take her spot in the comics, like her apprentice, or his apprentice.
I mean, she really... Because she does have... Basically magic.
Mm-hmm.
She in the movie, she's telekinetic and psychic, but I mean, it looks magic, and she kind of expanded into that.
They could easily spin that into actual magic easily.
Yeah,
but what I really think we're gonna see a lot more of is because they talked about, like Feig talked about, this is the end of their big overarching story that they planned. The next 20 are gonna be a lot more standalone.
For sure, probably right.
I mean, I can't even think of, like...
Moon Knight.
I'd be down for a Moon Knight movie.
A Moon Knight origin story? Because no one knows Moon Knight's origin story.
Well, the other thing is, if it's going to be another 20 after that, I bet Avengers 4 is going to set up basically... Avengers World. Like, this, it's going to set up a world where there's going to be way more opportunities for heroes. Like, way more people will come out and be able to be heroes.
The Initiative.
Kind of. I mean, I don't even need, like, a framework.
I know, but that's we're trying to link it like that, right?
Yeah, like, it's going to be... the Marvel Universe is going to be set in a place where they can do anybody they want.
Yeah.
You think that they're ever going to, like, get the rights back to the Fantastic Four?
I fucking certainly hope so.
Me too. The Fantastic Four needs a good movie.
Homecoming wasn't planned, right? Because remember, the initial thing was they had Thor in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then Homecoming, and they were just like, "Hey, we got the shot. Let's do it."
Yeah, and then they did
and
it.
And they did and it.
It's rad as hell.
So, like, what if that thing happens with Fantastic Four and Fox? Like, what if they're like, "All right, let's do it."
You know, they'd fit it in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Do you think that if it happens in a timely enough manner, do you think they'd fit it in between 3 and 4? Because
They wouldn't do it in between 3 and 4. It would come out after.
That'd still
be think that would actually be a really good way to set up
the second stage of their movies.
Yeah, and even if it's not a second stage, that is a defined endpoint, just like the ongoing status kind of quo is, here's this new world. Well, the Baxter, like the Future Foundation at the Baxter Building gets, they just decide to step up, and that's like
you could even give them
the
Avengers Tower, because Avengers Tower, like,
fuck yeah, give them Stark Tower.
It's gone,
because, and then the Avengers moved upstate, so like, it's not being used, and it would, I guarantee you, would easily
and
just reskin the building.
And Josh, you already mentioned the Initiative.
Yeah,
we did see at the end of Civil War, or actually, we saw at the end of Age of Ultron, there were people training at the Avengers compound.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So they're already like just training people to
just
help out.
General agents.
It could they could very easily make like an Initiative movie.
Mm-hmm. Like, or I would like to see, like, a clandestine, like, X-Force-style movie, but with the Avengers. So, like A-Force, or, you know.
Black Widow or clandestine stuff, so it'd be, like, Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm.
Why not a Black Widow and Hawkeye movie?
Right.
I'd be down with that.
Do you think they're going to bring Coulson back for... This is Infinity War question.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will either.
I don't think they will. I mean, especially because Joss Whedon has said, as far as the movies are concerned...
He's dead.
He's dead. Yeah. Even though... you guys catch the S.H.I.E.L.D. premiere?
I know Adam didn't, but I didn't.
I did. Yeah.
I was running a game last night.
I watched that shit, and it was actually really damn good.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
The direction they're going with it, I actually wasn't expecting.
Okay, cool.
They did something different, and it's got a lot of potential.
Nice.
But I don't think they're going to bring Coulson back, partially because of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, he's got so much going on. If they brought him back, it's like...
He's making plenty of money.
Well, that. But, like, if you saw him in, you know, the first phase one, and then he dies and he comes back in some Avengers 3 or 4, he would either be totally different than his TV counterpart, miss all that growth, or he'd be a totally different character than he was in the previous movies, and people would be like, what? So it just wouldn't really work. Unless, you know, we go the route of... Somebody else gets the Infinity Gauntlet from Thanos and resets everything.
You think they'll ever do a Nova movie?
Fucking hope so.
What about some of their Hell-based ones? Like either
Hellstrom?
Yeah, yeah. Or like a new whatever fucking Ghost Rider movie.
I think if they did that,
I would be down with a Ghost Rider movie.
I think it would be a Doctor Strange thing.
Right?
Like, that's where they would pop up. They wouldn't have their own movie. It would be within a Doctor Strange movie.
So, Doctor Strange is going to get more than one more Doctor Strange movie. We'll probably get, like, two more.
Yeah. Doctor Strange's villains are Nightmare and Dormammu. And who's the one that looks like Ghost Rider but's not Ghost Rider?
Dormammu?
No, there's another one. It's like Hellspawn or some shit like that. He's got, like, it's not the dude without the shirt. That's Damon. But,
Looks like Ghost Rider, but isn't Ghost Rider with a flaming head?
Yeah.
That's Dormammu.
I know. It's just, that's not what I'm describing. God damn it.
That's the only thing that's going to ring a bell for me. That's Dormammu.
That's Dormammu. Yeah, I'll figure it out. Maybe I'm just thinking of, like, Danny Ketch.
Like, yeah, maybe you are.
His Ghost Rider looks vastly different from
the Now that you're looking through this thing, I would love to see somebody pop up in a Doctor Strange movie as the Hood.
Oh, right, the Kingpin replacement?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that kind of level of hero or villain, just like these lower-tier people who could, like, the Hood could be a part of a great crime movie. Like, if you think of a Guy Ritchie style.
Sure, Snatch.
Like Snatch, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Just that kind of weird shit, but a dude who's got a cloak that can make him invisible while he holds his breath and boots that can run on air. Like,
yeah.
Rad. It would be perfect.
What is the... What the fuck is the name of the dude in the Doctor Strange movie that ends up saying too many sorcerers at the end?
Mordo.
He's in two.
Is going to be Mordo's movie. Doctor Strange 2 is going to be Mordo's movie. But you're right. You could do a movie around him.
Yeah.
There's not a Cabal movie. That would be cool. Like, Osborn organizes a Cabal.
Yeah, we just don't have enough.
We don't have enough villains.
Yeah, they all die.
I know.
Which is fine. Cabal would only really work if you know, not only had a lot of villains to survive, but had a lot of villains that were really good.
Mm-hmm. True.
And they're just really... There aren't that many that I want to see back and cooperating.
What about this? I know that it won't happen unless we get it back, but what about, like, the Skrull or Secret Invasion? That would be a good...
Well, Skrulls are going to be in Captain Marvel.
Okay, cool.
So they got Skrulls, which that could also be a pretty good kind of through line as a Secret Invasion style story.
Or you actually do the thing and make Scarlet Witch, like, overpowered and change the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except it'd be House of A.
Yeah. I did see some theory online that it's never going to happen, but I thought was actually kind of a rad idea, is something happens with the Infinity Gauntlet in 3 or 4 that changes shit, and after that, mutants start appearing.
Or Inhumans become actually popularized in the... Okay, that would be cool. Abandon the... Did you ever finish the Inhumans, the show?
I never started it.
I never finished it. I got through episode 3, and I was like, man, this is lame.
Yeah, I never bothered.
It'd be cool if they actually gave the Inhumans a fucking chance and did the royal family right, and you do that after Avengers 4.
I think the problem with Inhumans is that they're too dependent on, like, their weird society, which works in comics as, like...
I think it could work in this.
Well, I think it works in that they're good as an element of the universe, but making them their own characters is garbage because all you have is the royal family. And they're so, like, insular, and they want to just stay isolated from everybody.
Yeah, so you do have a team-up book, right?
Low-level Inhumans, which, to start out with, it's about the Inhuman Society. They get their powers.
Are you just going through and looking at Cassilius stuff?
No, just random Doctor Strange photos.
Gotcha.
But they all get their powers just to benefit the society, so it's all part of that. The only way to make that interesting is to either have people give a shit about Inhumans already and have an Inhuman, like, get powers that go against it all, so, like, that's what it's about, or to bring them into the universe, in which case they're just mutants with an extra step.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I don't think it really works as their own starring thing. It works better as a side.
Yeah, well, whatever. I mean, they're not going to give them another shot after the show.
No, they're not.
Dude, it was so garbage. Well, I mean, I was hoping there'd be a little bit more of, like, humorous stuff, but we got kind of on the serious side.
I just can't think of, like, is they're going to get more different genres of movies.
Well, who are the big bads in Marvel? You got Galactus, Dormammu, and Thanos. Who else is, like, a big bad?
They're going to use Shuma Garath, but that's going to be in Doctor Strange. They're probably going to get, at least I hope, they're going to get Weird as Hell and get Eternity and Oblivion and all that in there.
What about the other fucking Elders of the Universe?
I mean, the only ones I can think of are the Grandmaster and the Collector.
But there are others.
There are others,
and yeah. There's also all of the Celestials they could still do.
If they did the Celestials, holy fuck, that'd be amazing.
They could do... What about the whole legacy characters? Like, if they kill Cap in Avengers 3 or 4, Bucky's going to be Captain America.
That could also be a good direction.
That would be a really cool idea, actually.
Because Sebastian Stan is signing off for more movies than Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Chris Evans even said, like, I'm pretty much done. If they want me back, of course, but I'm pretty much done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there's also, like, other legacy characters they could do, too. So if they do actually kill Thor in this one, there's a chance that we could get a Lady Thor.
Yeah, well, there's no more Mjolnir, but...
Yeah, well, yet. Doctor Strange put Mjolnir back together in the comics. He can do it again. That, yeah. Granted, Thor had to give him the Odin Force, but still.
Yeah, but also we know that it was made of a metal forged in the heart of a dying star, but now Thor is really, like, a real top-tier god of thunder. He could make another one.
Mm-hmm.
He's now basically the Odin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say he has the Odin Force, but, you know, we can't say that.
Yeah, it's... So he could easily just make another hammer.
You know, an actual Hulk movie would be pretty rad.
Give him a fucking chance again. I don't think so. I love Hulk movies.
No, I do too. Dude, the last one with fucking...
Norton?
Was so good.
It was.
I like Hulk better as a supporting character, though.
I want a Hulk movie. Have it like Hulk versus Red Hulk and have...
Thaddeus Ross, the guy as General Ross, turn into the Hulk?
Yeah.
I guess it could work.
Have him turn into the Red Hulk.
He is a Hulk. I mean, it's a Hulk, right? So it doesn't fucking matter what he was before.
Yeah.
So, I got a question. When Bruce Banner crashes through the Sanctum Sanctorum in Infinity War, in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's filling the Silver Surfer's role from Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah.
That's what Silver Surfer did to let him know that Thanos was coming.
Mm.
He crashes into Earth. And then also, do you think he did that as Hulk and then turned into...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, he could have belly flopped, you know?
Could have belly flopped. I think it's going to be kind of a riff on the scene in Avengers 1 when he crashes through the warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, like he just crashes with the Hulk and then shrinks down. We see that shot of
Wong and Strange
looking out of the park and be like, what the fuck? Well, this guy shrinks down. And then Tony's there, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, I just want to see those two interact.
Tony and Doctor Strange.
Like, he'd be like, who are you? Master of the Mystic Arts. Yeah, okay, whatever. And then whoop, 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 and just shit happens all over him. Just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, how'd magic, you do that? Motherfucker. I ain't got to explain shit.
Pretty much.
I just wish that the rest of the Marvel Universe was intact. I mean, we could always lament that, right?
To everything. Because that's the big limiter is
like, what they can't
do
go,
and don't have access to.
Yeah, because they can't go after, like, whatever that guy is that takes the X-Men for sport, does a reality show, Mogo or whatever.
Mojo,
yeah. They can't do a Mojo story.
They can't do Mojo. They can't do Arcade. Arcade would be great.
They can't do fucking Galactus. They can't do Silver Surfer.
They'll probably end up doing like a teen hero thing, like Champions or something.
Well, yeah, they can't do the young, they can't do the New Mutants because that's over at Fox. Now it's a horror story, but that's fine.
Yeah, that's gonna be because
it looks dope.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything like that. I'm just saying now it's just that.
Yeah. There's just so much
they could borrow from Netflix. Just because Netflix stuff has its own series, like they could do like a Kingpin movie. Vincent D'Onofrio could definitely hold the star in a movie.
I'm pretty sure they're saying that they're gonna go Bullseye next time, like with Daredevil and Kingpin.
Oh man, I was thinking more for
like
that
would be awesome for like Daredevil season 4.
Yeah, finish off. Oh, Daredevil 4 maybe, but like I think next season of Daredevil is they're getting away from the Hand. They're going back to the roots of Daredevil versus Kingpin, and it's going to be Kingpin hires the Bullseye to kill Daredevil.
That's what I'm saying. But like, so if you did like a Kingpin movie that was about the King, it could literally just be a crime boss movie.
Yeah,
and you know, I mean, you don't even.
That's where you could introduce the Hood.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't even use Daredevil because it's not like Daredevil's bothering him every single fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
You
know. I'd like to see a Daredevil Spider-Man team up because it's happened.
That's true. That would be really
happened
cool.
A ton.
They're kind of buddies. Like they do it a lot. They team up. That's where street level people go. Like, those two are pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Spider-Man and Wolverine, or Spider-Man and Daredevil, or Spider-Man and anybody, really.
You could guest star in Spider-Man. Yeah. Who? Deadpool. Okay.
Yeah.
You could try and do a Frontline movie. I mean, with 20 movies, they might give it a shot.
Ben Yurick's dead.
That's true.
Fuck. It's too bad.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But it's not a Marvel Studios thing. It's just a Marvel thing. I don't know.
Yeah. It's impossible to predict, but there's so much I want to see.
Actually, like, I think Frontline would work better as a Netflix series anyways.
Yeah.
You brought up earlier, they don't have a character like The Question, but they've got to have somebody similar who could do like a crime noir kind of thing. I don't know who, maybe Moon Knight could do that.
Moon Knight could do that.
Yeah.
But he'd always be having Khonshu talk to him in the back of his head, right?
Yeah. Which would be cool. Weird, but also cool. Yeah, it'd be cool, but a little bit off. The biggest thing I hope for in their next 20 movies is to branch out into
the weirder shit.
Just to really go, like, push every possible direction. Like, if Ant-Man and the Wasp is a romantic comedy, hell yeah, I'm down with that.
Why can't we get, I'd like to see I would really like to see an A-Force movie. That would be dope. Because we already got Valkyrie. We could definitely easily do Jen Walters. That's not a problem.
Yeah, not at all.
You got Wasp. You can do Scarlet Witch, or you can do Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no reason why we can't have an A-Force movie.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're completely right.
And then what we're going to have... We're also going to have the Dora Milaje from... or whatever they're called.
Dora Milaje,
yeah. From Black Panther. Yeah. So, I mean, there's another one, man.
Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of pieces in place to maybe do pretty much whatever.
Maybe Ms. Marvel will also set up for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Captain Marvel, for sure.
Captain Marvel,
yeah. Yeah, Tyler, fuck yeah. Do a Ms. Marvel story.
I wouldn't want to see Ms. Marvel unless Captain Marvel gets like a movie or two after that to really
for sure. Set up Captain Marvel
because like
first.
Part of the thing is Ms. Marvel.
She's a hero worshiper.
Yeah, like, Captain Marvel's one of the most popular heroes, so that was kind of a necessary.
But
part.
I mean, with 20 movies, it's not like they don't have the time to do.
Yeah,
that.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Like they've got like 20. That's so much fucking content they're gonna come up with that they could really do fucking whatever they wanted. Like they could plan out something like that. That's four movies down the line that relies on one character.
We know there's going to be Homecoming sequels 1 and 2, like yep. Spider-Man 2 and 3.
I hope they're called
Winter Formal and Prom. Yeah. That would suck because that means Peter never gets out of high school.
Maybe just Prom. Maybe Prom's the next one. So he goes from being like a freshman to a senior. Yeah.
I just love that the movie was called Homecoming. I just fucking love that.
Because it was coming home. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you cheeky bastards. You picked a great title.
Had 6 writers on that film.
It worked out.
Fucking great.
Sometimes that works out.
Yeah. And then there's, what is that? Suicide Squad.
Yeah, that doesn't work out.
Dude. I think they'll try Ghost Rider.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think they'll try just looking up and seeing that. I would definitely see them trying to do a Ghost Rider movie, especially if, was it Fox that owns it now? Doesn't do another one?
Yeah.
Because it's been long enough. Like, it's got to, their contract's got to be coming to an edge. Oh, they've got it back?
No, they already have it. That's
because of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, they're able to use them in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would not be surprised at all if they do a Ghost Rider movie.
Because of...
like, a horror Ghost Rider movie would be dope as fuck.
With that.
And I would love to see, like, just fuck it, go all the way back to Johnny Blaze.
Yeah.
Just because he's in the fucking S.H.I.E.L.D.
you know
show.
I didn't even think about that. That would be a way to do that without contradicting S.H.I.E.L.D.
And they could do it like a period piece, like you set up Ant-Man as a period piece or something like that.
He's in the 90s or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, aren't they setting up Captain Marvel to be, like, the 90s?
She's in the 90s, yeah. Captain Marvel takes place in the 90s.
So really? Fuck that, just do it. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
No problem, man.
Done. Dot Marvel. Make this
Ghost
happen.
How many times did you not listen to us?
Yeah.
Keep how that does that work up. Out for you? Probably really well, but fine.
I don't know. I'd like to see. I'd like to see them go higher cosmic and stuff too. Like
that. Well, they did mention that Guardians 3 is going to set up a bunch of cosmic stuff. So Nova could
be that. Yeah.
Adam Warlock could be.
He's definitely a part of it.
Well, Guardians 3 is probably one of them after Avengers 4. Then.
It is.
Out of one of the 20.
I think it is the next movie after that.
After Avengers 4?
Yeah.
I would totally be down. Because, yeah, Adam Warlock's really, really high concept cosmic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he's the perfect, human?
He's as the perfect human, but you could easily just translate that into
perfect
the
being.
Perfect being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, always refer to him as him, but then you've got to create her, Adam and Eve,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. Plus, like, I hope... For Guardians 3, and I trust James Gunn to do it, get Lila in there for Rocket.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then show, like, Planet X for Groot.
Guarantee
you, know,
get you
some,
we
get some really wild stuff in there, you know?
I guarantee.
We already did Ego. Like, come on.
You bring up
they
the Guardians.
Ego.
I
still
guarantee
can't believe
you,
that, dude.
After the last Guardians movie, they do a Rocket and Groot movie.
Guarantee. Oh, a buddy movie?
Yeah.
That
Rocket and
Groot
movie.
For
guarantee
sure, dude.
That happens.
But a real Nova movie with
Richard
Ryder would be incredible. especially like if the Nova Corps gets destroyed, there's the Nova Force left, and there's only one helmet or whatever, and it goes.
And you have John C. Reilly as the High Evolutionary or whoever that is.
No, the World Mind.
The World Mind, yeah, yeah. John C. Reilly's the remaining for the World Mind. And you know, you still have remnants of the Kree Empire, right? So you've still got like Hala. She's still there. You've still got the Supreme
Intelligence.
The Supreme Intelligence
If we can put the Supreme Intelligence on the screen, I'd be so happy.
Right?
So happy.
Well, I mean, whoever thought we'd see Ego, like I was saying. Who the fuck thought we'd see Thanos on screen, man? And we saw him in 2012.
Yeah, I'll say 20 years ago I wouldn't have said it.
Yeah. I'm so excited for how this is going.
So we're,
and within
we're
the span of 6 months, we get a Star Wars, and then we get to see Thanos.
Oh yeah, we get
and
Star
Black
Wars
Panther.
Real goddamn quick.
Yeah. Oh my god,
and Star, Black Panther. Yeah,
fucking Star Wars is so close, dude.
Yeah, that shit snuck up on me.
I did not at all. I've been waiting for it for 2 years.
It snuck up on me.
Well,
as well,
yeah, I've been
too.
Waiting 2 years too, but I tried not to think about it because, fuck, I need it now.
I'm just stoked that Rian Johnson got a shot.
Oh, and Rian Johnson's gonna get, or it's Rian Johnson.
Whatever, it's. Ryan Rian.
Yeah, I know. It's spelled R-I-A-N. But anyways, he's going to get a whole new trilogy.
I know. Yeah, he's going to get
amazing.
Like 10, 11, and 12.
Yeah.
Which I really hope at some point we get away from Skywalker drama.
Yeah.
Did you open up Chrome?
Yeah.
Why?
December 15th. Fucking less than 2 weeks till Star Wars.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
It was closer to my mouse. I didn't want to interrupt what you guys were saying.
I don't want to interrupt what you're saying, but I'm going to type shit on
December
the screen 15th. And then talk about it and talk. Yeah, fuck. It's in 2 weeks.
I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Let's go.
Bye-bye.
Bye.